Secretary Reggie Bika with the Department of Children and Families says Workforce Connections, a La Crosse jobs program, will receive around $337,000 of the $34 million dedicated to the pilot program.
Transitional jobs programs have proven all across America and certainly right here in La Crosse their success at getting people paying jobs so they can gain valuable work experience, they can develop a work history, they can get skills, training, and knowledge that will help them and their families be better off.
Bika says the program will create 50 temporary paid positions. Linda Zimmerman is with Workforce Connections in La Crosse. Zimmerman says the program has had a trickle-down effect on the La Crosse area economy.
If you put somebody to work, they're going to buy groceries at the local grocery store. They're going to buy, put gas in their car at the local Quick Trip or whatever. So I think it helps more than what we just see.
And it's made a difference in the lives of people like Wade Coles of La Crosse. Coles says after 10 dead-end jobs, Workforce Connections helped him get back on his feet.
Growing up, I had severe self-worth issues. Never thought I was really good enough, could go anywhere. Both my parents worked in factories. That's what I was expecting to do the rest of my life. But again, because of the people pulling as much out of me as they could, I realized that I could do a lot more.
DCF Secretary Bika says stimulus dollars will fund the pilot program for the next 2 years. Bika says then it will be up to the governor and legislature to decide whether the program will be extended. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.